Chamber Radio weather. We're at 39 degrees right now. Clear skies in Flemington. Winds are 7 miles an hour, gusting up to 22. Today is Thursday, March 12, 2015. Plentiful sunshine and a high of 48 today. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, a low of 26. Winds light and variable and partly cloudy and a high of 51. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's for tomorrow. On Saturday or Friday night, a quarter of an inch of rain and occasional rain on Saturday, a half an inch. Hopefully it'll be out of there before the 5K starts up in the town of Clinton. High will be 55, though. Sunday, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours. Will come overcast during the afternoon, a high around 50, though, so it'll be nice and comfortable as you're eating those corned beef and sandwiches and having a glass of beer. Monday, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds and a high of 56. Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies early, partly cloudy later in the day, a high of 47. Temperatures in the area, 41 in White House, 38 in Franklin, 42 Raritan, 40 in Ringo's, 39 in Lambertville, and 42 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Someone said drink the water, but I will drink the wine.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntChimber.com. The chairman of the board helping me bring my guest in, Lisa Vanden Waldenberg. I think I got it right, Lisa. And she is the owner of Grape Finale, which has had a lot of good press and great events going on over there in our area, and I want to bring her on in. It's been a pleasure to hear about her, and now I get to meet her finally. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. How are you enjoying the weather now?
Much better.
Yes, it's a lot better. I'm sure that's been impacting everybody, including you and your business. So we're going to talk for the next hour about your business and about you, and you have a very unique business that I don't think I've heard of prior to you opening yours, so why don't we do a quick introduction and an introduction about your business?
Absolutely. Grape Finale is a hands-on winery, mm-hmm. also known as a custom crush pad. When you visit us, you'll notice we're not out in the country. We're
right.
not surrounded by grapevines. That's because we import our grapes, mm-hmm. and then we help our clients make their own private-labeled wine from those grapes.
Nice. Now, when you say import your grapes, are you importing them from another country, another state? Are you getting them down the road here from some of our vineyards? Where is that coming from?
When I say importing, I'm getting my grapes from South Africa, Chile, and
wow.
also California.
Okay, so your customers, your clients, have the ability to create wine from any one of those countries?
Yes.
And the vineyards from them? Excellent.
Yes.
All right, very cool. We're gonna get to all of that in a little bit, but let's go back a little bit and find out, Lisa. How did you? What were you doing prior to opening this business?
I spent a lot of time in the pharmaceutical industry, but prior to that, going way back, I lived in California and went to school at the University of California, Davis, which is the leading enology and viticulture school in the world. And I learned a lot about wine out in California.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a professor who owned a vineyard and a winery, and a roommate who lived in Napa, which is where I spent a lot of my weekends,
mm-hmm.
and a friend who is now the general manager, but was then the cellar master at a 5-star restaurant in Sacramento.
Wow.
And through all of these individuals, I gained a real appreciation of wine, a lot of knowledge about wine, winemaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, I was not into the grape side.
Right.
I didn't really want to own a vineyard or grow grapes. So when I graduated, I kept to the wine tasting, wine education aspects, went into the aerospace and the pharmaceutical industry, which brought me out here,
mm-hmm.
where ultimately I was introduced to friends who were making wine at a hands-on winery. And after joining them for a year of mm-hmm. making wine with them, I said, I can do this.
Very cool.
And at the right moment, decided to open up a Great Finale.
Very cool. Now, you went through that whole scenario. Did you really have an idea that you wanted to get involved in wine, or was it just a casual hobby, or just you were just enjoying it on your own?
Enjoying it on my own, but mm-hmm. I had also made wine for about a decade prior to opening Great Finale.
On your own?
Yes.
Okay.
To make sure that, I had all aspects of the business under my belt before I opened Great Finale,
mm-hmm.
I interned at a friend of mine's hands-on winery for about 2 years prior to opening where I am now.
Very neat. Very neat. Okay. So now, does your pharmaceutical experience have anything to do with this, or does that come into play, or is that just completely separate?
My degree from UC Davis was in biochemistry, so I am a scientist at heart. So everything about winemaking is very interesting,
yes.
and entertaining for
yes.
me.
Well, is it? Now, that's a great point, because you could look at it from a very scientific, detail-oriented mindset, or you could also look at it as a feel. So how do you deal with that? And if you're working with others who are more feel type individuals, taste and all that, how do you make that conversation?
Well, when I think about wine and winemaking, I mean, I think about art and science, because
mm-hmm.
they're both yep. very involved. When you're making wine, when you're drinking wine, you can look at it from both angles.
Mm-hmm.
I also have an entertainment side to me and an artistic side. I was a singer.
Oh my!
And so for me, the marriage of art and science, both from my entertaining and my science background, really work well together with wine for
Very
me.
Very cool. Very cool. You going to belt out a couple notes for us today? Or?
Ooh, I haven't sang in a long, long time. So if I did, I might offend somebody.
Oh, okay. What did you sing? What was your style, or what type of music did you like?
I sang everything from rock music to long hair classical music. I was in choral groups.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a band. I've actually sang in Europe. I sang at the American Cathedral in Paris, Westminster Abbey, Winchester Cathedral.
Wow.
I sang at the Napa County Fair in California.
Okay.
So,
comes right back to wine.
There you go.
Excellent. Yeah. It's a full circle. Full circle. Awesome. And now, this type of thing, the hands-on winery, like I said in the intro, I've heard of people, I remember beer. Being one of the first retail places that was doing that. I don't recall hearing a lot about wine being done that way. So where is this in the trend of, is it a fad? Is it a niche? What is it in terms of a business strategy?
Well, winemaking is one of the fastest growing hobbies in the United States.
Okay.
We actually have a number of hands-on wineries in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have been operating for upwards of 15 years.
Wow.
So this has been going on for quite some time. And we all are interconnected. We work together on certain things, and we talk a lot about what we do. Quite honestly, I find the winemaking industry to be a very, very friendly industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all get it, hands-on winery owners, the wineries, even the liquor store owners,
yep.
that the better we do, the better everybody does.
Yeah.
So, we do talk and work together at times. And the other thing is I find, too, as I'm very much into ongoing education, making sure that I'm staying on top of things, learning what the newest and greatest developments are out there, and talking to the people who, mm-hmm. Are thought leaders in the industry. I'm part of groups through LinkedIn, that are have winemakers from all over the world, and we chat about various things. But we do talk and share. So we have been around, as the hands-on wineries have been around for a while, and I think we'll be around for much longer.
Good.
So I don't think it's a passing fad.
I agree with you about the winemaking philosophy, the attitude of the folks. I had an opportunity to do a couple of interviews with some of the vineyards locally, and what I learned from them is that they're all banding together for two reasons, two main reasons. One is because nature is the biggest risk.
Yes.
of the grapes that they're trying to produce and the wine that they're trying to, and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw it as, if we all do well, one of us does well, it helps us all. And if we all do well, then we're going to bring tourists and we're going to bring customers.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the type of conversations that the hands – do you just have conversations with hands-on wineries or wineries in general?
Both.
And what do you – what type of things do you talk about? Is there nuances to how you're making the wine, how you're keeping the wine in the cask, anything like that?
We talk a lot. I mean, when I'm going into wineries, and as an industry person, and I'm tasting their wines and I'm finding things that are interesting or that I really like, or I'm tasting certain aspects of the wine and I'm thinking I understand how they're achieving that.
Yep.
We'll talk about things like that. I mean, winemakers and winery owners, when they're talking to people within in the industry are actually very open and sharing about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I have very few problems going into wineries, handing them my card, saying, this is what I do. And then, the bottles start opening up. We start talking about, okay, so
I got to do that. I got to get myself one of those cards.
So it's really wonderful. I mean, before I owned Grape Finale and I went out and doing wine tasting, the experience there as just a regular consumer is so much different from what I experience now when I go into the wineries. And I love it. I love talking with other winemakers. Sharing some of the things I do, learning what they do.
Sure.
And it's all, as you said, for the purposes of, win-win for everybody, helping
right.
everybody grow their business. Case in point, a couple years ago, Grape Finale was awarded 8 medals by the American Wine Society. I should say the wines that our clients made were. And one of those was a Best of Show Red, and we also got a double gold.
Nice.
And a press release was put out, and that was picked up by NJ.com, which resulted in a reporter coming out and doing an article, which not only included me, but also Beneducci, Old York Cellars,
mm-hmm.
Unionville.
That's exactly
and
it.
Yep. It was, the article was all about Hunterdon becoming a wine paradise.
Yep.
So that's just one example of how one of us doing well helps all of us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you see a difference in attitude and cultural, from a wine perspective, between New Jersey and California, being that you've resided in both? In terms of dealing with the owners and dealing with the vineyards?
I would say probably, California. I mean, that whole marketplace is so well established.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a certain level of confidence and comfort
yep.
that I think we in New Jersey are still trying to achieve. I feel in California they know how well established their reputation is,
mm-hmm.
and here we're still trying to establish a reputation.
Right.
So I have no doubt that we will achieve that over time.
Cool.
But it is going to take time, and I know that the winemakers out there are very interested and very inspired to make this state very prosperous and have a great reputation for
yeah.
the wines that are produced here.
Yeah. When you go to see some of these vineyards, and you said there's a lot of folks that are very open, anybody that taken aback or has a different perspective of the fact that you're just a hands-on winery and you're not growing the grapes and you're not going through the trials and tribulations of dealing with Mother Nature, or you looked at as an equal all the time when you go and...
Probably not as an equal all the time. I mean, I certainly don't have the experience and the knowledge that somebody who's growing grapes has about growing grapes. I rely quite a bit on someone that I work with to work with the vineyard owners. I do visit the vineyards, but I do have someone on the street who is handling a lot of that for me, and that's okay with me because that was never really where my interest lied. But that being said, I do know about the grapes from the aspect of what a winemaker needs to know about them in order to make great wine.
Awesome.
So I can still talk about the quality of the grapes and the various vintages and things like that from the perspective of a winemaker.
Awesome. All right, we're talking with Lisa Van Waldenburg, and we're going to talk with her a little bit more right after this on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChimbaloo.com.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChimbaloo.com. Lisa Vanden Waldenburg is with me, and she is the owner of Grape Finale, a hands-on winery in our area. We're going to talk a little bit about the programs, services, the parties that go on over there. And so, Lisa, where is the shop located?
We're located off of Bartles Corner Road in Flemington in the Bartles Corner Business Park. So that's at 8 Bartles Corner Road. We're in Suite 107.
Mm-hmm.
We're very close to Hunterdon Medical Center.
Is that good or bad?
People are looking for landmarks and also HealthQuest.
HealthQuest, there you go.
So we're between those two.
So after you've worked out, go on and check out some wine, or if you had too much wine, maybe you need to check in over there. Is it a good location for you, or is it temporary and you're looking for something else in the future?
No, I love this location.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when I was scouting out places to be, as soon as I walked into the door, I just knew that that was the it place. Mm-hmm. I love it because it has a big work floor,
right.
But we also have a mezzanine. So we always encourage our clients to make an event out of their winemaking sessions. Come early, stay late. On the mezzanine, I have tables and chairs up there. I tell my clients, bring food, bring refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and enjoy yourself before, during, and after your session. And while they're doing the before and after, and they're up on the mezzanine, the mezzanine overlooks the work floor, so they can actually watch other people making their wine while they're having their
So there's a number of different components to this. There's a social component.
Mm-hmm.
There's the actual winemaking component. And then, I don't know, it's kind of an experience thing.
That's correct.
So it's the three different aspects of it. I might even be missing a few. So you're counting on folks going in and having a good time, not just doing the chore of
That's
making.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So now somebody comes in, and we have various different options, right? I could be just a regular customer coming on in, and I need to make wine for myself or my family, once 6 months, something like that. Is that something that a customer would do?
Yeah, we actually have two seasons during the year.
Okay.
So our spring season, we import grapes from South Africa and Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And our fall season, we import grapes from California. So I do actually have clients that make wine both seasons during the year, every year.
Okay. And so they're coming in, and it's just they just schedule an appointment with you to?
We do open houses, free winemaking open houses. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. we have a few coming up. Which I guess we'll talk about a little bit later. But
sure.
What we do is we have these open houses where our clients and potential clients come in. They sample wines that are made by former students. They tour our facility. They learn more about our winemaking program. They mingle with former students, prospective students, and our staff. They enjoy light appetizers. They sample the wine, and that helps them determine what kind of wine they want to make.
Mm-hmm.
They also attend these events with their barrel buddies, because many of my clients share the cost and the fun with family and friends, and thus creating an event, an experience mm-hmm. for sure. them, which is fun.
So I'm the open house is just to get acclimated to it, but when I'm actually going to make the wine,
mm-hmm.
I would come in on a certain day.
That's
or
correct. So usually at the open house, you sign up to make wine. Once we know what kind of wine you want to make, mm-hmm. we order your grapes. And, Mother Nature heavily impacts the start of our season.
Sure.
So we rely on the growers to let us know when the grapes are ripe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, in turn, can go out to my client and say, your grapes are going to arrive on this day. Let's schedule your sessions.
Okay.
So we help our clients make wine over a 10-month period.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with a red wine. We do both reds and whites. But let's say they decide they want to make a red wine. As soon as the grapes come in, they have a crush session, which is an hour long.
And they take off their socks and jump in the barrel, right?
They can. I actually
really.
I actually
get out of
have
here. Oh my god!
With clients who do that.
Okay.
Now they normally do that once, and then they return to the process using the electronic crusher destemmer.
Okay.
Because when you're doing the I Love Lucy stump on the grape style, that usually takes about 4 or 5 hours.
Yep.
And of course, during that time, they're drinking wine. So,
of course,
normally we have to make sure that they have a designated driver
after
that session. But yes, you can experience it that way. Although I will say most of our clients
we'll come to terms with
prefer
that.
The 1 hour crush session.
I can't believe you actually answered that. Oh my god! Okay, that's amazing.
So then the second session is the press session,
mm-hmm.
which is also an hour. 3 months after the press session, we do a racking event, which is what I call a community event. So all of our winemakers from a particular season come back in and they help us rack a barrel of wine. Again, tell them to bring food and refreshments, make a nice event out of it. We've had, you know, upwards of 100 people at our racking events.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
Wow.
And then at the end of the 10-month process, they come back in and they bottle and apply their private labels or custom labels, depending on what they've chosen. And that's also an hour, and then they take their wine home to enjoy.
Sweet. All right, so now a couple of things that were thrown in there that I got to touch base with. One is you talked about barrel buddies. So that implies that there are some people that go and get that make their grapes and they own the entire barrel. But then at a more cost prohibitive, that's a little cost prohibitive, some people actually share.
Yes, that's correct.
So how does that determine? Is it you just pair people together, or people gather a number of other folks together and say, let's make a barrel of wine together?
Both. Okay. We can help our clients find barrel buddies.
So you got like a little eHarmony thing going on?
Yes.
For the wine?
Well, but generally what we do is we keep a list,
right,
which shows the different interests of different people, and we pair people up. Now, going back, we don't require people to make an entire barrel of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So we sell our experiences in quarter barrel increments.
Right.
A quarter barrel is 60 bottles, which if you're a bottle of wine a week drinker, that's about a year's worth of wine. And it gives you 8 bottles to give away if you're feeling generous,
right,
with your friends. I have some clients who come in and make a quarter barrel by themselves. I have others who come in and share that experience with other people. I have some come in who make multiple quarter barrels, and each quarter barrel is a different varietal.
Okay.
I have them do it by themselves or share that. So they have a group, and let's say they make 4 quarter barrels. Each person is going home with a certain share of each of those quarter barrels.
Wow.
So there's a lot of different ways to cut the
pie. Yeah, okay. That's very cool. Now, another thing that I heard is that after you're done and you've racked it all, and you can create your own labels.
Yes, that's correct.
So when you've made your wine, there's some type of design program that you're coming up with names and everything, and they're slapping them on the bottles individually?
On our website, www.grapefinale.com, there's actually a label link. And when you click on that label link, that takes you into our label site. Now, you have a couple of different options. One is taking a look at our label library and choosing a template that you like,
okay,
and modifying it to make it yours by putting your own heading, vineyard, or winery name, and handcrafted by you on it, along with the specific information about the wine you've made. The other option is to create a unique, one-of-a-kind custom label. So we have a graphic artist.
Neat.
That our clients can work with. She can help them create their own custom label, which could include a picture. It could include a logo. I have a lot of business clients who like to create their own wine and then give the bottles out as client gifts. Or, you know, she can help you do one without a picture or a logo and help you create something, as a graphic artist would with a piece of art. So a couple of different options there, private labels or custom labels.
Neat. So now going into this, see if I can phrase this question properly. I can go down to a liquor store and buy a bottle of wine. How much of my participation in this event is actually making an individual contribution to the taste of the wine?
How much?
Yeah, how much of my work is being is contributing to the taste of the wine, or how much am I relying on you, or how much of it is just the fact that it's just it's just the process and it's just the grapes for that particular year?
Well, as a winemaker, you know, obviously I have to help my clients take a look at the grapes coming in and you know, make necessary adjustments in order to make sure that the outcome is good.
Mm-hmm.
You as a client, you crush the grapes. You take measurements of your must. You make adjustments based on those measurements. You know, I talk to you about yeasts mm-hmm. that can be used. I have clients who use my recommendations for yeast. I have other clients who choose their own yeast, you know, based on any recommendations that I might have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're pressing the wine. You're putting it in the barrel.
Right.
There are things that happen in between
mm-hmm.
That, you know, definitely I handle. You know, I'm responsible for babysitting the wine in the barrels during all the time that you're not in the winery.
Right.
So there, you know, a big part of the process is what the clients do, but we also in the winery handle certain things that maybe the client doesn't want to handle,
okay.
like cleaning up.
That's I'm with you on that one.
You know, and before the wine is bottled,
right.
We filter the wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that we handle for the client. You know, so the client is involved at the points that really matter mm-hmm. and at the points that are fun, and then we sort of take
sure.
care of the rest.
Sure. Excellent. All right, we're going to take another quick break. I'm talking to Lisa Vanden Waldenberg about Grape Finale and Hands-On Winery, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com.
The days of wine and roses laugh and run away like a child at play through a meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving. And join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com. I got Lisa Vanden Waldenberg here. She is the owner of Grape Finale right here in Flemington, and it's a hands-on winery. Now, Lisa, way back you said that Grape Finale has received some awards for their wines. So now that implies to me that in addition to customers making wines, that you folks on the off hours are making wines as well. Is that what's going on, or...?
No, actually, these are wines that our customers
Customers have won.
So, yes. And the wines were entered into the American Wine Society Amateur Wine Competition that's mm-hmm. held every year at the New Jersey State Fair.
Neat.
And so far, of the last couple of years, we've been awarded, the wines have been awarded 27 medals. So, and these, the standards that the American Wine Society use are the same standards that they use to judge commercial wines.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being is, you know, our the wines that we're helping our clients make are worthy of these high awards. So when you come to make wine with us, we're definitely helping you create a high quality product.
So that just changed my perspective as to what your establishment is all about. And I'll say why I say that. Prior to you telling me that, I thought of you as a store. Even though you kept telling me you're a hands-on winery, I kept thinking you of a store, a shop, a place where I can, you know, very similar where I could, you know, do some painting or pottery or something like that. But what you just told me is that when your customers are entering their wines, that is attributed to your winery.
Yes.
And they are the winemaker,
mm-hmm,
so to speak.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. All right. So that,
yeah, we can't sell our wines commercially,
right?
You know, or through retail channels. That's not what our license allows us to do. But we are allowed to help our clients make their own private labeled wine.
Okay.
So you will not find any of the wines made at Great Finale in a liquor store anywhere.
Okay. So they are.
We're not like a regular tasting room like some of the other
vineyards.
Vineyards, yep. And wineries have.
Right. Another thing you mentioned off air that you definitely want to mention on air is that there are some people that cannot enjoy wine outside of Grape Finale.
Yeah, I do have clients who come and make wine with us because that's the only wine they drink.
Mm-hmm.
They have sensitivities to certain things within the wine.
Right.
I have some clients who are very, very sensitive to sulfites.
Mm-hmm.
The sulfite levels in our wine are much lower than what you would find in bottles of wine on the liquor store shelf. So they literally come in and make their wine, the only wine that they drink, with us because it is the only wine that they can,
sure,
can drink.
Well, that's great. So you're performing a public service for those folks who really want to enjoy wine but could not enjoy it. Now, in addition to this standard process where you have folks coming in and they're just bought into making their own wine, you have all these social parties and events. And so there's another aspect to this whole winemaking vineyard where – it's not a vineyard. Winemaking – your winery where you are bringing people in for – social and or team building.
That's correct.
And how does that go about? And if I was a prospective business out there, what options do I have?
From a team building, winemaking is a great team building activity.
Anything with alcohol usually is pretty good team building.
Well, it's just wonderful to
yeah.
get a group of people who work together,
mm-hmm,
to work collaboratively on a project that creates a product that everybody can enjoy and that they can use. For example, I tell my business owners, get your team together to make the wine that you give out as client gifts to your clients.
Yeah.
Get your team together to make the wine that you drink at some of your events. I mean, imagine coming into a dinner event with your crew and there's your bottles of wine with your labels,
right,
sitting on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So while they get to work together collaboratively and getting to know each other better during this whole process of creating the wine, then there's a sense of pride afterward in giving out this product as, you know, this is what we created and now we're sharing it with our clients,
mm-hmm,
we're sharing it with maybe some other coworkers, or we're just using it as part of a celebration to celebrate the team.
That's neat.
So.
Is there a time or a way that they need to set something like that up? You have the same issue, right, where you can only do it certain times of the year.
Right, because our schedule is based on when the grapes are ripe.
Mm-hmm.
But business owners can call me at any time, and I can walk them through the timing of that and the process. And then again, you know, if they want to do a team building event that may not necessarily be at the right time of the season, I mean, we do have other options. Mm-hmm. We have wine and chocolate pairing events that we can do, and wine and cheese, wow. You know, pairing events that, sure. that we can do. So there's a lot of different options available for team building activities at Great Finale.
Excellent. Now I know that this is not a very inexpensive hobby. It takes a lot of time to buy the grapes and do all the work and store all this. What are some of the price points or some of the things that you want to talk about with regard to expenses in getting a barrel of wine?
Mm-hmm. Most of the wine made at Great Finale costs between $12 and $13 a bottle.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all when you consider that you're getting a high-quality wine. Mm-hmm. Local sommeliers have told me that my wine is comparable to $25 to $40 bottles of wine out there. So you get a high-quality product, you get the experience of making it, and mm-hmm. you get the bragging rights that the product is yours. Now, we sell in quarter-barrel increments. Mm-hmm. So our starting price point for a quarter-barrel of wine is $855, and that includes sales tax and everything from grapes to private labels. Mm-hmm. So it's all inclusive.
Right.
The more wine you make, obviously, the better the price. So you hit the $12 to $13 bottle of mark when you're looking at a barrel. When you're down at a quarter barrel, you're probably at $14 a bottle.
Okay. Goes up about a dollar. How many bottles come out of a barrel?
You probably mentioned it.
240. All right. And so, okay, very cool. So now, you mentioned another thing, and I wanted to ask this. How much does the state get involved with you? Anything?
No, the state is very involved. I mean, okay. I have to, you know, obviously work with the ABC for my licensing. They also have a set of guidelines mm-hmm. that we need to follow, and they do monitor us, you know, to make sure that we are following those guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, initially when I set everything up before my license was even issued, I was visited by a representative from the ABC and the State Attorney General's office.
Wow.
And they ran me through everything. And since then, you know, I've had phone conversations with them, but we also had a meeting with all of the hands-on winery owners and brew your own business owners just last May with the ABC. And then I was speaking with somebody on the phone. So, you know, they're there as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
They monitor us, and, you know, they're responsible for determining whether or not we get to get a license and get to keep that over time.
Is there another aspect to it, because you're involving the public as far as health? And
absolutely. The Flemington, actually, the borough required you know, I have a health inspector came out. So I do have a retail food license
in addition to my
ABC license, and I am subject to the same inspections that anyone else is who has a retail food license.
Excellent. All right. So that's all good. And store any type of success stories that you'd like to relate to? Funny stories that you've been in business for how long now?
It'll be 4 years. 4 years. April 2nd.
Well, you're making quite a name for yourself, because I see you constantly all over the newspapers. So what has gone on over the last 4 years that you'd like to share?
Oh, wow. Well, you'll definitely see us in the newspapers, but you can't miss me when I'm driving around on the street, because I have what I affectionately call my Grape Finale Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, bold pink color. And it has wine barrels all over it, and pictures of clients with wine, and mm-hmm. Not very often that people miss me when I'm driving around. So initially when I got that vehicle, that was just a lot of fun to see people's reaction to that. And I want to thank Jim Labatt and his crew over at Fast Signs in Flemington, because they were the group that helped me create that vehicle, and they did a fantastic job. Funny stories with regard to winemaking. One of the things that we tell our clients when they come to their sessions is make sure that you wear dark clothes and non-slip shoes that you don't mind getting dirty, because, you know, we try to keep the process as clean as possible, but, you know, it is a dirty process. You're crushing things up and, you know.
Somehow so. I think I know where this is going, but go ahead.
Well, I did have, we had a group of 30-ish people coming in to make wine. And, you know, we always tell people about the clothes issue. And we had one gentleman walk in, literally, brand new pair of Italian shoes, brand new white shirt, brand new khakis. He was actually on his way to an event. And when he walked in, you know, his group immediately said, "Do you have something to change into?" And he's like, "No, I'll be fine. I'll just kind of stand off on the outskirts of the group." And it was the press session, which could be one of the messiest sessions that we have. Again, most of them are not like this, but yeah. I'm sure because he walked in with these clothes, you know, something had
karma.
To happen.
It's karma.
So his group, they were involved in the press, and, you know, we always tell people slow and steady because it's a hands-on process. So they're working with a hydraulic press, and they're actually applying the pressure to crush the must to get the wine out. And we tell them slow and steady. Well, you know, the group was laughing and having a great time. And one gentleman walked up and he really started like hauling on the press handle. And I went over and I said, you know, slow like that. And just as I did that, it was like, you know how you see Shamu at SeaWorld?
Right, right.
Well,
person unsuspectedly sitting right by the pool.
His whole group was on one side,
right,
and he was on the other side all by himself at what he thought was a safe distance. But of course he had crept in over time because he was trying to enjoy, you know, be a part of the group.
Oh,
and the press, there was a pressure pocket that had built up. And we had wine that came out from the bottom of the press, and it just squirted out like that Shamu wave, and it hit him at his shoes and went right up. So
I hope you got photos of that.
Oh, I'm telling you, he by the end of the process was laughing and had deemed that was now his new winemaking outfit.
All right.
So
there you go.
So that was a fun.
That's funny.
Fun story.
That's great. Wow. Where do people get information about your wine, about the awards, about the events? What what type of promotions are you folks running?
You can visit our website at www.grapefinale.com.
Mm-hmm.
That has a lot of information on there, including videos that we had done by Green Birdie Video Productions in Lambertville, which walk you through the steps of the process. There's a whole calendar list of our events there.
Right.
And, you know, if that doesn't satisfy your need for knowledge and you have additional questions, please feel free to call me at the winery at 908-237-0302, or email me at lisa@grapefinale.com. Now, we are right at the beginning of our spring winemaking season.
Okay.
So we have open houses coming up this week and next. The first one is tonight. We have one tomorrow night, and then also next Thursday and Friday, March 19th and 20th.
Mm-hmm.
They all start at 6:30. They all go to 9 p.m., again, they're free, gives potential winemakers and our current winemakers who are looking to make wine again the opportunity to come in and sample wines made by students that we've worked with in the past, make a decision about the wine they want to make, and then purchase their grapes tonight and get started on the process. We also have a gourmet chocolate and wine experience coming up on March 27th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $20. There's a link to purchase tickets on our website. We ask that people purchase tickets in advance. And we are partnered on that with Choco Diem, which is the Belgian chocolatier chocolate business on Main Street in Clinton.
Right.
That's a lot of fun. You know, you can bring your own bottle of wine in, share it with people, and we'll help you pair it with some of the delicious chocolates that Jean-Paul Hepp and his staff are making. So those are open houses March 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th from 6:30 to 9 p.m., and then our gourmet chocolate and wine experience on March 27th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Neat. And I know you've been involved in some networking events as well. You've had a couple of card clubs over at your place in the past. Is that still slated to be done in the future, or still?
We're always doing events over at Great Finale. As a matter of fact, we have a whole event hosting arm. I've worked with local businesses, local charities. We've done fundraising events. And we've done team-building events, and I've had some businesses come in and want to do client events. We also have individuals come and rent our space out to do promotion parties, anniversary parties, birthday parties.
Wow.
So we do event hosting, and we offer everything from just the space all the way up to complete event planning.
Wow.
So we have partnered with a local event company, and they help us set up some incredible events.
Awesome. Awesome. Pleasure having you on, Lisa. I'm so glad that I finally got to meet you. A little disappointed you didn't bring any samples, but that's okay.
Well, next time, invite me back, and I'll definitely bring...
all right, Lisa is on every Monday from now on from 8:30. No, I'm sorry, Al. You're going to have to take us back seat. All right. Pleasure to have you on. It's been a great to learn about you, and so such a unique place. And I learned a tremendous amount about winemaking and the fact that you are, in fact, a hands-on winery.
Yes, I am.
I had no idea.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Pleasure having her on. So it's time for me to bow on out of here. Randazzle's musical journey will be up next. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Hey, you might have your wine cupboard bare right now. Why don't you go and check out Grape Finale and find out if you would like to get your own bottle of wine. Been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow, actually this afternoon, when I will have the two-time national champion, Huntington Central Regional High School cheerleaders on at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow, I have another guest. We'll be talking to you tomorrow and this afternoon. Good morning, Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Tammy Rose. Utah's Republican-controlled legislature has passed a bill that allows county clerks to refuse to marry same-sex couples for religious reasons, but the bill requires a county clerk's office to designate someone who will marry gay couples if the clerk opts out. The police chief in Ferguson, Missouri, has resigned following last week's scathing Department of Justice report prompted by the fatal shooting of an unarmed black 18-year-old by a white police officer. The resignation of Chief Thomas Jackson becomes effective March 19th. A candlelight vigil for those killed in a helicopter crash off the Florida Panhandle. Seven Marines and four Army soldiers died after their chopper went down in heavy fog. A second chopper turned back safely shortly before the crash. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Tammy Rose.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. Ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
A Mormon church-backed anti-discrimination bill that protects gay and transgender Utah residents and religious rights has been given final approval by the state's Republican-controlled legislature. Governor Gary Herbert, a Republican and member of the Mormon Church, has said he'll sign the bill. Some critics say the measure, which is limited to housing and employment, doesn't go far enough to protect religious rights. A picture-perfect landing.
The parachutes deployed as planned, and the Soyuz landed at approximately 9.07 p.m. Central Time, 10.07 p.m. Eastern Time, at the intended landing site southeast of Jezkazgan, landing in a vertical, upright position.
Some Secret Service agents are in hot water.
The crash of a vehicle into a White House barrier by two agents comes on the heels of the appointment of Joseph Clancy to head the agency. In September, a man armed with a knife breached the White House grounds after climbing a fence and managed to run into the executive mansion before being apprehended.
Will Ferrell will need a lot of sports drinks, and he'll be using a helicopter on Thursday. That's because the comedian plans to play every position while making appearances at five Arizona spring training games. He will play for all 10 teams involved. The one-day event will be filmed for an upcoming HBO special. The government is suing the nation's biggest satellite TV provider. The Federal Trade Commission is accusing DirecTV of misleading consumers about the cost of its programming. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Tammy Rose.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, it's 9:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're at 39 degrees right now. Clear skies in Flemington. Winds are 7 miles an hour, gusting up to 22. Today is Thursday, March 12, 2015. Plentiful sunshine and a high of 48 today. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, a low of 26. Winds light and variable and partly cloudy and a high of 51. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's for tomorrow. On Saturday or Friday night, a quarter of an inch of rain and occasional rain on Saturday, a half an inch. Hopefully it'll